I'm Kirkland Dawn, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. Today's theme, Jimmy Fallon, Stephen Colbert, and James Corden talk collusion in Best of Late Night. Jimmy Fallon imagines the meeting between President Trump and the new Russian ambassador, and Stephen Colbert clears up the fact that Donald Jr.'s meeting with the Russian lawyer was just a big misunderstanding. James Corden joins in today's Punchlines.
Now, does everyone remember the, you know, this, the Russian collusion investigation that's still going on? You remember the Russian collusion investigation? You know, it's how we all learned the word collusion. Well, in a closed-door meeting with a Senate committee yesterday, Donald Trump Jr. gave more testimony in which he said, quote, I did not collude with any foreign government and do not know of anyone who did. Now, that's just sad. Because I've heard of fathers and sons being distant, but he's acting like he doesn't even know Donald Trump.
Yesterday, eldest son and man whose head makes its own gravy, Donald Trump Jr., had a really big day on Capitol Hill. He met with Senate Judiciary Committee investigators. You see, he's been accused of having met with a Russian lawyer in hopes of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton. But he explained it was all a big misunderstanding. In fact, he actually met with a Russian lawyer in hopes of getting dirt on Hillary Clinton. See, nothing to see here, folks.
Forget this. The White House confirmed that Trump had a private meeting with Russia's new ambassador today. Ooh. Trump said, it's very nice to meet you. And the ambassador said, Dad, it's me, Don Jr.
What? We've met before.
Hey! We've never met.
That doesn't mean Don Jr. is hiding, right?
He came in. He avoided the cameras on his way in. They clearly do not want pictures of him doing this. He came in through a hidden loading dock deep in the bowels of the Capitol.
Yes, the bowels of the Capitol, where all of America's most courageous leaders are pooped out. Now, the New York Times has obtained a copy of Don Jr.'s statements, where he reportedly maintains that nothing came of the Trump Tower meeting, therefore he never colluded with the Russian government. Right. That makes it perfectly legal. You know, like if you rob a bank and the vault turns out to be empty, no harm, no foul. Can I still have a free calendar? But maybe the scariest Russia story out there right now is the revelation that Russia-linked hackers breached 100 nuclear and conventional power plants just this year, which explains why the Palo Verde Nuclear Power Station's Employee of the Month was Don. The hackers' intrusions have been gathering intelligence, technical diagrams, reports, passwords, and crypto keys. Crypto keys, by the way, was also the title of my all-synthesizer concept album. Of course, it was the 80s.
To watch Punchlines online, visit opinion.usatoday.com.